Greetings, game music lovers, and welcome back to Bedrot's BG Mania B-Sides. This week, we're going to take a break from showcasing games that were either featured in our Best of 2023 episode or that I thought could be considered honorable mentions, and we're going to talk about something a little bit more timely. Today, we're discussing the soundtrack from Berserk Boy, and we're going to start off with Enter Fiore. Watch and learn. And welcome back to another episode. Before I get started, real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Terra Player or wherever you happen to be listening and drop us a quick rating or review. It really does help get the show more attention in terms of search results, and we really appreciate it. Also, remember that we're on Patreon now as well, patreon.com/RPG era. Go check out our tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel so inclined, toss us a couple of bucks each month. And of course, special shout out to our current executive producers, Jexax and Zanku. Welcome back, everyone, and I hope that you have been enjoying BG Mania B-Sides as much as I've been enjoying putting it together. This week, as I said in the intro, we're going to take a break from the pattern I've sort of been following. I will be picking that back up with my next episode. But this time, I decided to, I sort of decided to go with something a little bit more timely. Actually, this topic was suggested to me a couple of weeks ago by Brian, and after finding out who the composer is on the soundtrack and listening to some of it myself, I thought, yeah, definitely, this is going to be a great one to talk about. We're talking, of course, about Berserk Boy. This was released August 26, 2021 originally, but in some kind of beta or early access, and it was released officially on March 6th of 2024. It was released on all modern platforms that you can think of, pretty much. And it was developed by Berserk Boy Games. It was published by Berserk Boy Games and also Big Sugar. And the composer for all of the original soundtrack is T. Lopes of, well, he's done a lot of stuff now, but he's probably still best known for Sonic Mania and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. The soundtrack does also feature arrangements by Johnny Atma, Hunter Bridges, Andrew One, and Anton Corazza, although except for one song that we'll be getting to at the end of the playlist today, everything here is the original composition by T. Lopes, including the tutorial theme, Enter Fiore, Watch and Learn, which is what we opened up with. The tutorial theme plays during your first cutscene with Fiore, a fiery little bird who teaches you the basics of game control and definitely seems to be more powerful than he appears at first glance. I really love the driving drums on this track, and I thought it was a nice, fun way to bring us into the episode today. For anybody who is not aware, Berserk Boy is sort of, it's definitely a retro throwback game, and it is based largely on games like Mega Man X, although there are also speedrunning elements in the game that make it a little bit more reminiscent of something like Sonic. So if you enjoyed 16-bit platformer action type games, this one is definitely going to be up your alley. And it also has some Metroidvania elements where you, when you collect different power-ups, you can go back to stages you already completed and use them to unlock new areas and find new goodies. I didn't have a great deal to say about the game because I haven't played it myself. I've only watched some gameplay footage and a couple of reviews. So why don't we go ahead and get into the music, and when we come back, I'll have a little bit more details about Berserk Boy pulled from the official site and also the store pages on Switch and Steam. But next up, let's get into The Adventure Begins. The scene that plays after the introductory stage and your adventure really begins is the scene in which the song plays. It's just a bouncy, hopeful tune, and I love that there are some ring sound effects, like when Sonic grabs a ring in the background. They're kind of pitched down, and so they're made to be part of the music, but that's during the first part of the song, and that reminds me of Lopes' work on Sonic games. And the techno dance portion is also just a lot of fun. But let's stop talking and get into it. Once again, this is The Adventure Begins from Berserk Boy, composed by T. Lopes. We'll be right back. All right, and from the official release footage, here is our description. And this is probably going to be the last really kind of extensive talking block because, like I said, I don't have a whole lot of personal experience with this game. But the music is a great deal of fun, and it's the main reason that we're doing this anyway. So, here we go. Berserk Boy is a high-speed, action-packed platformer with Metroidvania elements. Go Berserk! Change into different forms and use the power of lightning, fire, earth, air, and ice as you rage through stylish stages in a heroic battle to save the planet from the evil Dr. Genos. Berserk Boy brings retro gaming into the modern age with slick and stylish platforming action. Inspired by the genre greats, you'll be able to play for big scores and fast times in this modern adventure with a retro feel. In the distant future, a mad scientist and his army of darkness seek to enslave the people of Earth. Hope for all humanity rests with the Resistance. But are they enough? Enter Kay, a rookie hero who is transformed by mysterious orb energy into Berserk Boy. With high-speed action and the power to defeat evil, Berserk Boy must face off against the diabolical Dr. Genos and his army of dark energy minions. Can he save the world before it's too late? It's time to go Berserk. Chain together combos to fill your Berserk meter and unleash devastating special attacks. Upgrade your abilities to become an unstoppable force. Unlock hidden missions along the way. Jump, dash, slam, and slide through multiple stages and discover alternate paths and hidden collectibles. Right, and that's pretty much what you can expect from the game. Let's go ahead and get into our next track. So Berserk Boy is set up in a series of zones. Each zone has three different sections, and each section has a different song. The third section in each zone is where you're going to find most of the arranged music in the soundtrack. And I have a couple of the zone themes that I have decided to sprinkle in among the playlist today, but they're all really great, and I do encourage you to go check them out. But for now, let's listen to Welcome to New Hope City. This is the song that plays in New Hope City Zone 1, the first area of the first zone that you come to. And in this song, Lopes really lets you know what kind of fast-paced action you're in for, with an electronic bop set to a determined tempo. Once again by T. Lopes, this is Welcome to New Hope City. We'll be right back. Next up, we're going to move on to the second area featured on the soundtrack in the requisite cold or frozen environment. This is Frost Song, or Frozen Temple Zone 2. And yeah, you can't really have this sort of kind of platforming action game. You can't really have any throwback to a 90s game without some sort of cold area for your hero to enjoy. I really enjoy some of the added percussive elements in this sort of version 2 of the Frozen Temple Zone theme. As I mentioned, each zone has three different parts, and each part has a different sort of musical reinterpretation of the main theme of that zone. But once again, let's get into Frost Song. We'll be right back.
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, moving away from the zone themes for one song detour, we're going to listen to the boss theme of the game. This is the track with the best title in the game, and it's the one that plays when you fight a zone's boss. It's kind of a detour from the techno beats we've been listening to as well, and it's something a little bit more cinematic, kind of like Fiore's theme. Definitely feels kind of in your face enough to serve as a good boss theme. Let's take a listen to You've Got a Fiend in Me from Berserk Boy, composed by T-Lopes. Oh man, that one's so good. I like that one a lot. But next up, we're going back to the zones. And as I mentioned early on, the different power-ups that you can get in this game are based on lightning, fire, earth, air, and ice. And so the ice obviously comes from the Frozen Temple. And I'm guessing that the air is going to come from this next zone. This is the Sky Fort Zone. And starting with the guitar sense in the first section, the first Up in the Sky area theme lets you know that you're in for some altitudinal angst. The best part of the loop just might be the final section, though. So listen for yourself and see what you think as we check out Mind Your Altitude, or Sky Ford Zone 1. We'll be right back. That's going to be the last zone theme from the episode today, but we are definitely not done. We're just a little over halfway, actually. Next up, we're going to start getting into the end game a little bit. These next three tracks all come from sort of the gauntlet at the end of the game that I imagine you play through. And this first one is not the theme that plays when you finally face the big bad Dr. Genos, but one that plays when you come face-to-face in the vital pre-fight cutscene encounter. This is fittingly intimidating in a dancey, poppy kind of way, so kind of a nice blending of the boss theme and the some of the other tracks that we've heard, in style at least. Let's take a listen to Genos Extreme Theme. Once again, from Berserk Boy, composed by T. Lopes. Next up, we're taking a listen to Once Upon a Tune. This is another intimidating song, perhaps the introduction to the final level based on its placement between the Genos Extreme theme track and the theme that comes right before the final boss. The slowest theme on the playlist is definitely the most reflective, like a breath gathered in the calm before the storm. And once again, that theme is called Once Upon a Tune. We'll be right back. Right. Now that we have gone through his cutscene and his stage, it is time to face down Dr. Genos in our final boss battle. I mentioned that Once Upon a Toon was like a breath gathered in the calm before the storm. Well, in Berserk Smirk, the storm breaks in a fittingly epic final confrontation with some awesome muted orc hits, more driving synths and drums, and perhaps the best blending of the signature sounds of Sonic the Hedgehog and Mega Man X that we've heard all show. Once again by T-Lopes and from Berserk Boy, this is the final boss theme, Berserk Smirk. That is unfortunately going to do it for the close of the episode. You may have noticed I didn't have my sound effect at the beginning. I also don't have my script, so I'm kind of going off memory when it comes to the opener or closer here, and I have plain forgot how I usually close out the show. So I have my old laptop is in the shop, and it's got all my stuff on it, so I'm recording on my new one, but I haven't got the old stuff off of the other one yet, so yeah. Bear with me. And I really hope you all appreciated this shorter, much more timely release of BG Mania B-Sides. And maybe this will inspire you to go check out Berserk Boy. It's definitely on my wish list on Steam. And it really reminds me of some of the stuff I enjoyed last year, like 30XX and Gravity Circuit. Really definitely gives me some Gravity Circuit vibes. And it just looks like a great, fantastic looking game. But yeah, like I said, that is going to bring us to the close. And to close things out, I'm actually bringing a song that is not featured in the full version of the game, but this is Johnny Atma's arrangement of the main theme, and it's a joy to listen to even though it's not in the final version of the game itself. This was the theme that played in the Berserk Boy trailer, and I thought it most fitting to close out with. Not the ending theme, because I really feel like that's something that players deserve to hear in-game once they get to it on their own. So that's why I'm not going to feature a whole lot of ending themes on the show unless it's an older game that people have really kind of had a chance to dig into a little bit. But yeah, I thought this was a nice way to close out. Let's finish things up by listening to Go Berserker-er. This is the trailer theme composed by T-Lopes and arranged by Johnny Atma. And as everything else was today, this was released for the soundtrack Berserk Boy. Thanks very much. We'll see you again next time on BG Mania B-Sides.